Parshat Tzav begins Vidaba Shem Moshe Lemur, Tzav is Aaron Mezbon of Lemur, Zoiz Terah Sarilo, here Elo Al Magdom is Beach Kol Alayla and Boiker, Veisham is Beach Tukar Bo. What's the lesson of Tzav? We don't usually find such a lesson. Tzav is Aaron Mezbon of. Says Rashi, Ein Tzav is a lesson Ziriz Miyadu Ladervis. It's a lesson of being Mizar as a person. Miyadu Ladervis. Omer Vishimen, Biyoyser Tzorach HaKosov Lizaris Mokum Sheish Boi Chesrin Kis. Says Reb Shimon that there's a greater necessity to be mizar as a person where he's losing out money. So losing out money, he doesn't want to do it. Therefore, you have to be mizar as him to do it. Now, it's not exactly clear what's the chesron kiss over here. We're talking about oilo. You're bringing a carbon oilo. You're not losing any money. Where's the chesron kiss? So the truth is, the Ramban says that Reb Shimon is being chorlik on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says Tzav is Lashon Zeres Miyad L'Deres. Says Reb Shimon, no, sometimes you use the Tzav even when it's not a Lashon Zeres Miyad L'Deres when there's Chesron Kiss. But in Chanami, here there's no Chesron Kiss. Look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he gives four pshatim as what the Chesron Kiss is. Klei Yoker gives the pshat. So the Mefarshim are busy with this. If you look at the Sifzei Chachamim, L'Chor, the Pasha pshat is that in Chanami, it doesn't really mean that he's losing money. It just means that he's not gaining. Because the carbon oilo, as opposed to other carbonates that the Kahanim were able to actually eat from the carbon. The carbon oil is kula kolo. The only thing that the Kahanim have is dafka the earth. So they're losing out on money. They're losing out on, it's a minias revach. Even though we saw in halacha that there's a difference between, in Simen Tzadi, it says there's a difference between minias revach and a chesron kiss. You can miss a minion to prevent yourself from chesron kiss. But for me as Revach, one shouldn't lose a minion. Shouldn't lose out on a minion. And Mishnah Berurah brings down a story of Avbezin that he, on his way to davening in the morning, he was approached by somebody who wanted to sell precious stones, precious gems, at a great price, that he would be able to sell it for a big profit. And he told him, come back to me after Shachris. He didn't want to lose out. Kids, by the time he finished Shachris, he'd already sold it to someone else. And he lost some thousands of rubles or whatever it is because of it. And Samach Simcha Gdeila, because he, for Avodas Hashem, he wasn't tempted by this great offer. Either way, certainly Lalach, there is a limit to Minias Revach and Chesron Kiss. But over here, Lachurro, we're equating them. And we're saying that sometimes we use the Lashon of Tzav also when there's Minias Revach. Since they could have been bringing a different carbon, Lamashal, they could have been busy with a different carbon, a shlamim, a chatos, where they be again a basar, and instead they're busy with an oilo, then the oilo, where all they have is the oireis, and they don't have any basar, there that's considered chesron kiss. That's considered. Be'etzem, what Rashi's saying, maybe we would say in English terms, is time is money. Time is money. You could have been doing something else and making more money, gaining more, and you didn't. So you gave up your time that you could have been doing that, and you gave it up for Avodas Hashem. Bush likes to say money is time. With money you could buy time. Instead of working on something yourself, you can hire someone else to do it, and then you have more time for yourself, more time for Avodas Hashem. But here we see also that time is money to a certain extent, L'chero. L'chero Chazal telling us this is considered Chesron Kiss. This is considered Chesron Kiss. And then a person needs a little bit of a zirus when it comes to giving up for Avodas Hashem, even if you're not actually losing money, but if you could be gaining money, a person needs a zirus for that. You could be doing something and you're not. You could be doing something to help out in Avodas Hashem, but you don't want to take away from your time working, you don't want to take away whatever it is. That's also necessary for a tzav, for a zirus, that one should do that. I was speaking to somebody this week, and he told me something interesting. He told me that he's becoming, Baruch Hashem, a fifth grade Rebbe. And the reason is, one of the reasons that he specifically wanted to become a fifth grade Rebbe, starting to teach Gemara, which is very special, is because his Rebbe in fifth grade was a fabulous Rebbe. And he really gained so much from him. And he wants to give that over. He wants to give that over to the next generation. So it's really special for him to become a fifth grade Rebbe. Now, that means that theoretically, you could be doing something else because Rebbe is not the most lucrative profession. However, for Avodas Hashem, you'll be willing to do that, took the zeros, to do something for Avodas Hashem, despite the fact it's a chesron kiss. He could be doing something else that's more lucrative. Now, Agav, interestingly, I spoke to somebody else this past week who was a sixth grade Rebbe. And I remember him telling me, before he became a sixth grade Rebbe, the reason why he became a sixth grade Rebbe is because the sixth grade Rebbe was horrible. Horrible. And it was his worst Rebbe out of all his years. And he wants to rectify that. And he doesn't want other children to have that experience. Therefore, he wants to become a sixth grade Rebbe. Either way, it's two ways of looking at it, but they're both there for the same thing. They're both there for the purpose of giving the Talmidim the best possible experience they can give them, and they're willing to give up on a more lucrative position because they want the children, they want the Yaldi Yisrael, the Tashbar, to be able to have the best possible experience in their learning and their cheder, and their schooling. And the Meila, they're willing to give up on other things for, they took the zeros. So that even despite the fact that there maybe is a chesed and kiss here, or midas revach, because this is the right thing to do, that's what they decided is the best thing for their kids, and therefore they're going to do it. Now it's interesting, Betem, there's two ways of looking at both of these things. This scenario, that you could either look at your Rebbe, that you had such a great experience, you want to do it, or you have such a bad experience, and you want others to repeat it. But either way, that's the correct way of looking at it. As opposed to when a person had a very bad experience, sometimes you can just cut it off and say, that's it. I'm not interested in this at all. And they ruined me. I don't want anything to do with it, Bichlal. I don't want anything to do with it. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to look around and see what you could do to rectify the situation. I just saw it's All About Change from Rabbi Wallerstein. That he says that when he was a little kid, he was in school, and he got into trouble somehow. And there's one Rebbe that he really, you know, relied on and really opened up to, Vachulu. And that Rebbe, when he did this, whatever his mischievous deed that he did, his Rebbe called him in, this Rebbe, and he told him, you know what you're going to grow up to be? You're going to grow up to be a sewer rat. He says he was so broken from that, and he's so... But what did he do? He decided that he doesn't want, when he got older, he decided he doesn't want anybody else to suffer that pain, and he's going to be a Rebbe, and he was the 8th grade Rebbe for 30 years, that no one should go through what he went through. So he took that pain, there's two ways to do it. He took the pain, there's two ways of looking at it, and you could channel it to the positive or the negative. I've mentioned many times in the past, Rebbe Center, that was owned by a parlor meeting. And somebody blew his top about the system, Vachulu, and in the middle of a meeting. And he said, I apologize. He says, what should I do? I'm a carbon of the system. Kitzer, he said, or afterwards, he says, I also am, but I decided I'm going to do something about it. That's the real way of looking at it. That's the real way is to... If a person had a bad experience, a person has an experience that he could channel towards Avodas Hashem, then that's the way that he should do it. To be able to take your experiences, person, whatever experience that he had, maybe didn't have the best experience in yeshiva, didn't have the best experience in school, didn't have the best experience, whatever it is, any aspect of Avodas Hashem. So there's two ways to do it. Say, that's it, you want to disconnect yourself from it. Or look at it, no, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to dedicate myself to the cause that no one else should go through this. It's all about how you look at it. There's a famous story about somebody that he was once asked, he was a Holocaust survivor, and he was asked, Bimashlam Aminyan. And he says, absolutely not. I've never wanted anything to do with davening at all, ever. The kids are, somebody asked him, what's the story? What's the reason why? I forgot who it was, which I think was a rabbi. He asked him, what's the reason why? So he says, because when I was in the camps, there was one boy who had a siddur, and he would only allow other people to use the siddur if they gave him their bread rations for the day. He said, somebody that could be so cruel to, what did we get? A few morsels of bread, and he asked us for that, for the siddur. That's what it's all, somebody that, that's what he does with the siddur, that's what he does about tefillah, that's what tefillah is all about. I don't want anything to do with it. So he turned to him and he said, why are you looking at the boy who charged people their morsels of bread for the siddur? He says, why don't you look at all the other Yidden who are willing to give up their daily ration to be able to daven? Look how powerful tefillah is. Look how great it is. Look how amazing Klal Yisrael is, that all these people are willing to give up their daily rations just to be able to have a siddur for a few minutes, they should be able to daven. So two ways of looking at it. You could always you could take out your anger on it, or you could channel it in the right way. And it's it should be a guiding light for us, is that in economy, the things that we suffer by, the things that we it's really the truth is anything that a person went through, that he could use those koichas for other people, that they shouldn't have to suffer the way that he suffered, any nisayon that he went through, v'chulu, and he can guide other people. But specifically with Avodas Hashem, to be able to give up maybe some of your time, like the Tzav, Lashon Zeruz, B'makom Sheyesh Chesron Kis, give up some of your time that you could be doing something else, but to be able to help others, that they shouldn't have to be able to, they shouldn't have to go through what you went through, or to aid them in whatever it is, if you had a fakirat, if you had a good experience, the others should be able to also have a good experience, because give back that what you got. Whatever it is, either way, the tzav, the zeros for Avedis Hashem is not just miyad, it's also the duris, like the first Pshat Rashi says. It's also it's for the duris, it's also that the next door should get it. The zeros to be able to help the duris, to use the kreshas that we have, to use the experiences that we have, to help us and help others in Avedis Hashem.